Trump, GOP held Congress to chisel away at Biden's energy legacy. Two broad ways to define President Joe Biden's energy legacy are through policy influence going forward and public perception going backward. On one hand, Biden's energy legacy will unfold over the next decade as the regulatory reach of the 2021 to 2022 New Green Deal, bills he championed, are challenged in the GOP-held Congress and by an incoming administration pledged to unspool its authorizations. On the other, some say public perception has already rendered a verdict on Biden's energy legacy, with President-elect Donald Trump's November 2024 election twin, following a campaign highlighted by his call to unleash American energy and undo his predecessor's new green scam legislation. With energy demand and costs increasing, Republicans embedded into voter perception the political optics of exclusionary federal grants and tax credits for renewable energies as inflationary drivers, Chicago-based senior market analyst Phil Flynn with the Price Futures Group told the Epoch Times. The perception that the administration's government knows best, forced transition created disruption and uncertainty, is unlikely to change, especially because Biden's initiatives didn't come from economists but from political advisors in a legacy-defining misperception, he said. Biden's energy policies were based on ideology, not reality, on a climate agenda that was more about politics than science, Flynn said. He said ideology-driven policy, based on faulty perception, has many institutional investors recalculating commitments to green initiatives that contributed to a decline in enterprise capital for oil and gas infrastructure, induced by federal agencies turning the big banks against U.S. oil and gas and turning endowment funds from investing in fossil fuels. Such investment gaps, even over brief spans, will reverberate as lost time in scaling infrastructure to pace runaway demand, Flynn said, noting that this, too, will be part of Biden's energy legacy. Biden's probably created a situation where U.S. energy, over the next 10 to 25 years, it's going to be more of a challenge to meet demand, he said. Yet, by definition, much of Biden's energy legacy is undefined. The Trump administration will, in many ways, shape the Biden legacy. Robert Stavins, a Harvard Kennedy School of Government professor and former Environmental Protection Agency Environmental Economics Advisory Board chair, told the Epoch Times. In order to say something about that, one has to really say something about what the actions are going to be of the Trump administration. And so a reasonable place to start is the Trump administration is likely to try to roll back any provisions they can of the IRA. While Trump can do away with predecessors' executive actions with the stroke of a pen, he has vowed to issue more than 100 executive actions after his January 20th inauguration. Only Congress can repeal or amend legislation that embodies and perpetuates the nuts and bolts of Biden's energy legacy, most notably the IRA. Watershed legislation. The Inflation Reduction Act, along with the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Law and the 2022 CHIPS and Science Act, are massive slates of legislation that collectively authorize more than 80 federal regulatory regimes in implementing a whole-of-government approach packaged as the New Green Deal. The IRA, passed in strict partisan votes, authorizes 10 years of sustained tax credits, low-interest loans, and grant programs incentivizing investment in renewable energy generation, supply chains, job creation, advanced manufacturing, and electric grid expansion. The IRA rolls out an energy policy geared to support the goals of Biden's energy legacy: 100% carbon-free electricity generation by 2035, a 50% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions from 2005 levels by 2030, and net zero carbon emission nationwide by 2050. Supporters argue that the IRA is a watershed of job-generating, affordable, clean energy development that has U.S. industry on the cutting edge of global manufacturing and renewable advancements. The University of Massachusetts's Political Economy Research Institute projects in state-by-state analyses that IRA-induced investments could create 848,728 jobs annually nationwide. Clean Jobs America estimates that since the IRA's enactment, more than 3.5 million people have found jobs in clean energy. As of April 2024, according to the National Association of Manufacturers, the number of factories in the United States had grown by more than 11% since 2022, and nearly $650 billion in private capital had been invested in U.S.-based manufacturing. Critics argue that the IRA is a boondoggle with politically framed goals, a low return on investment, and an incalculable squander of lost opportunity costs. An August 2022 Congressional Budget Office analysis projected IRA outlays would near $400 billion by 2031, a lowball number that few subsequent reviews echo. Because most IRA tax credits are not capped, a Brookings Institute analysis forecasts that the total fiscal cost of IRA climate provisions through 2031 will top $780 billion, while an updated projection by the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School pegs that commitment at $1.045 trillion. Scalpel, not sledgehammer. Among Trump's likely day one executive actions will be orders removing the United States from the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, ending the LNG export permits, reversing Biden restrictions on public lands / offshore leases, terminating offshore wind power leases, and creating a national energy emergency declaration to fast-track permits for grid infrastructure and energy projects. A prime target for Pence-stroke dissolution is Biden's Executive Order 14082, which provides the authority for implementing the IRA. Repealing the order could allow Trump to administratively tighten tax credits, claw back some loans and grants, and revise unfinalized rules under the Congressional Review Act. Under that legislation, rules not finalized after August 1, 2024, can be frozen or reversed by the incoming administration and Congress. As of January 13, 2025, there were 27 proposed IRA-related rules that could be stymied by an executive order, according to the Environmental Defense Fund and Columbia Sabin Center for Climate Change Law. The election of Donald Trump could result in a reduction in spending and tax breaks by 40 to 50%, Tortoise Capital Advisors senior portfolio manager Rob Thummel told the Epoch Times. The likelihood of repealing the Inflation Reduction Act or parts of it is very high, Energy Outlook Advisors managing partner and energy economist Anas El-Haji told the Epoch Times, noting that it will be done with a scalpel, not a sledgehammer. Repealing even parts of it would cause a sea change in the energy markets, especially in two areas, electric vehicles and offshore wind. The impact is global, not only limited to the U.S. The result is higher demand for oil, natural gas than current expectations. Much of the IRA's benefits are roosting in red congressional districts. There are parts of the IRA that Republicans and the oil industry like, but any way you look at it, it is government giveaway, he said. An analysis by the Clean Economy Tracker, developed by Atlas Public Policy and Utah State University, found that 74% of the $278 billion in investments in manufacturing facilities since 2022 are in Republican congressional districts. E2 reports that $106 billion in clean energy manufacturing investment has been announced in Republican districts, leading to an estimated 73,515 jobs. This dwarfs the $18 billion announced in Democrat congressional districts, creating 30,000 jobs. In an August 2024 letter to Speaker Representative Mike Johnson, 18 House Republicans from 13 GOP majority states expressed concern over prematurely repealing energy tax credits that industry and constituents have relied on to make investments and create jobs. Many traditionally Republican states could benefit from jobs created by clean energy investments, Thummel said. Investment and production tax credits likely remain in place to support the development of wind, solar, and biofuels, as well as the research and development of carbon capture and sequestration, as well as hydrogen. Certain initiatives like climate justice, conservation, environmental reviews, and the clean fleets for the U.S. Postal Service could be at risk. Stavins said Trump's America First trade policies, ironically, inadvertently, could aid or be aided by Biden's energy legacy. The IRA is, from an economic perspective, quite protectionist in many elements, including domestic content standards, he said. And that's going to be harder to roll back because protectionism is now popular among both Republicans and Democrats, so there's going to be bipartisan support to keep from rolling back those elements of the IRA. Methane, a bane. Republicans have cited IRA-related costs as exceeding its return on investment and define its green subsidies as corporate welfare, when voting 54 times since 2023 to repeal all or parts of it, including with the adoption of the Limit, Save, Grow Act of 2023, which cut billions from IRA climate, environmental justice, and clean energy provisions. With a complete IRA overhaul unlikely, the Trump administration will undo Biden's energy legacy via a death of a thousand cuts, starting with nixing Executive Order 14082. Subsequent administrative and legislative actions will then address the IRA. Stavins said top IRA targets are the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, Methane Emissions Reduction Program, Energy Efficiency Standards for Domestic Appliances, Electric Vehicle Tax Credit, and Department of Energy Loan Program. The Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund has already awarded $27 billion in grants, and the Methane Emissions Reduction Program includes $1.36 billion in assistance for methane reduction, but levies a $1,500 per metric ton fee for emissions beyond regulatory limits. Since the IRA is essentially direct subsidies and implicit subsidies through tax credits, the one part that's not is the methane fee, which is a tax, and that is a particular target of this administration, Stavins said. The Methane Emissions Reduction Program, very, very unlikely to survive. Flynn said industry is not opposed to regulating methane, but the way the IRA implements its rule is going to reduce U.S. oil productions by millions of barrels a day. The rule penalizes small operators, he said. Small oil and gas producers, if they that law as they want to, it will shut them down. You'll shut down most of small producers, and they're the backbone of the U.S. oil and gas industry, Flynn said. He cited energy efficiency standards for domestic appliances and the electric vehicles tax credit as two IRA components of Biden's energy legacy that GOP lawmakers and the Trump administration will target. They threw a bunch of money to Detroit to build electric cars. Billions of dollars of tax credits and stuff, only to lead to billions of dollars of losses for us and for oil or car companies that bought into this, right? Flynn said, the electric vehicle component, the tax credits for that, those are things you're thinking would probably be shucked overboard. I think they will be, or definitely modified in a different direction. All are enduring tentacles of Biden's energy legacy that, by definition, will be defined by what the incoming Trump administration and Republican-controlled Congress do with the IRA. It's a big bill and a big question mark. There's stuff in we need. We need to rebuild bridges, right? We need to rebuild stuff, Flynn said. The question is Biden's vision that government can do everything. Government not only can build bridges, but can make moral judgments on human beings. The answer to every problem is to throw government money at it. The question is whether politicization.